This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whatever you want here, the toll-free number as we launch into the third hour is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Trump made a statement last night on the media, and CNN has done a fact check. Now, I wish CNN would fact check all the presidents and all their speeches, but, you know, we'll take this. I mean, I appreciate the fact that they're doing it here. It would be nice if they stayed consistent to whoever the next president is.
It wasn't as necessary before. Like, comedy,
they all lie.
Yeah, but not to the extent of which Trump does. Like, Trump just makes stuff up.
Obama just didn't mention that he was drone bombing people.
Yeah, that was
a lie by omission.
Yeah.
Trump,
but
just,
he wasn't saying we're dropping bombs and it's only hitting the bad guys. Mm-hmm. Like, he just didn't talk about it.
Yes, Obama and other presidents are
smarter politicians.
Yeah, and they're good at like saying things that are technically true or telling incomplete truths. Like, Trump just makes stuff up.
Sure, that's
just
true.
Makes it up.
So we're going to continue on this list of whatever it is that Trump said last night and some of the responses here in a moment. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Now, it was suggested earlier in the show that Trump has no idea what it is that he's gotten himself into here with the shutdown, that he didn't realize the ramifications of it.
Well, he never planned to actually get elected president. So this is just sort of continuing a theme of Trump has no idea,
and
people in his immediate orbit had no plan for this. They planned to lose, say it was like the election was stolen, and use that to go start their own cable network.
However, by this point in the shutdown, we are now into the third week. So it's been two full weeks as of, I think, last Friday. So coming up this Friday will be three full weeks. So we're in the third week of this. He most assuredly has been informed by now that, Mr. Trump, just so you know, the guys in the prisons, they're not getting paid, right? Because he's got to know that. Like, the Department of Justice was one of the included bureaucracies. And Daryl, you pointed out about 400,000 government workers are being told, don't come to work, and we're not going to pay you. The other 400,000 are being told, come to work, and we're not going to pay you.
Just because he's been informed, though, doesn't mean he knows. Because they've
he understands,
like,
you mean?
He doesn't listen. Like, there's actually reports that have come out from inside the White House about how they have to try to work his name into briefings, even
just
when
so
it doesn't make
attention.
Sense, because he just tunes them out. Yep. And there was that whole thing a couple months ago where they were worried because they found out he was calling, like, Sean Hannity every night on his personal cell phone and calling all these other people to bypass the official White House switchboard records.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, well, isn't that a security risk? And the response was, he doesn't pay enough attention in the intelligence briefing.
He doesn't know if he's on a cell phone.
It was a case of he can't leak any classified information
because
he doesn't pay attention in the intelligence briefings.
And he's also had to be repeatedly reminded about time zones.
Yeah, that they exist. Yeah.
Why is the president of China not awake? It's the middle of the day. Mr. President, it's the middle of the night over there.
Well, let's...
How's that work? I don't understand.
Yeah, so just because he's been... And the thing is we've noticed, like, basically everybody in the administration hits their breaking point where they quit or he finally fires them. And so...
It's a beautiful thing. I agree with that.
And
so they quit, and then he tells the media, I fired them, after the media saw a copy of the resignation letter.
Yeah, so he didn't start out with the best group to begin with. Like, it was not the best people.
Sure.
Like, because remember...
The government bureaucrats.
A guy named Mad Dog
They weren't government bureaucrats.
Politicians and bureaucrats.
No, a lot of them actually had no political or government background. That was kind of part of the problem. Like, yeah, we don't like politicians, but, if you're going to...
bureaucrats once they get the job. Technically, by definition.
Yeah, by definition, but they're not very good at it.
No bureaucrats are good at being bureaucrats.
No.
By definition, they are inefficient losers.
Yeah, okay.
Because they can't get a real job.
Ideology aside, you can be a competent bureaucrat if you're achieving the goals of the organization.
Some of them are competent, but they tend to get run out because when a competent bureaucrat shows up, it shows up the rest of the staff as being a bunch of lazy bums,
but
then they try to run them out on the rails.
So the people he had around him, like, their plan was, we're going to lose, say the election was stolen, start a TV network. So he has a lot of, like, media people. So he didn't start out with the best group, and, like, the actual competent ones he pulled in have all hit their breaking points and left.
I love it.
And
so
we're just getting, like, more and more incompetent
people. It's the
people.
Most amazing presidency of my adult lifetime. It is just so much fun to watch the thing happen and just watch the mess that has been created there and just sit back and laugh.
If he wasn't the one with his finger on the nuclear button, I would be a lot more amused.
Well, he actually seems to be more anti-war than his predecessors. I mean, arguably.
Accidentally.
Yes, he did increase some bombings. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. But if, on the other hand, recently he's seems to have become more anti-war.
Well, it's whoever talked to him last.
Well, one of the interesting things on the Syria and Afghanistan thing.
The withdrawal. Purported
now,
withdrawal.
There's no timetable on withdrawal.
Yeah, he's already reversed himself on that.
We're going to get the troops out. I just don't know when, and I don't know how, and they might just wind up going to Iraq, which is right next to Syria.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But they can't just, like, go the 20 miles because they're right by the border.
Like you said, somebody else is whispering in his ear now.
You know how it seemed too good to be true?
Yeah, it was.
It was too good to be true.
However, the shutdown is real, and these bureaucrats are not getting paid on Friday. This is the first coming paycheck. If the shutdown continues, this partial shutdown, they will not get paid. And we've already got massive call-outs of the TSA. Already people in the Bureau of Prisons are calling out saying they're not coming in today, they're sick, or whatever it is the claim is, they're not coming in. And so the pressure's going to be put on Trump at some point.
Of course.
Like, look, Trump, look, pay attention, Trump, pay attention. These prison guards are not getting paid, and they're saying they're not going to come in. You're down to half staff.
It's not just the federal employees. There's a ton of other things, like the FAA can't, you know, certify new pilots or new pilot training.
Sure, but that's not good. Look, Trump wants to portray himself
loans aren't being
issued.
Yeah.
But look, Trump wants to portray himself as a supporter of law enforcement. Right, so on one hand, he's like, I like the police, blah, blah, blah. But here, law enforcement specifically is actually going without pay. And so the question is, can Trump actually continue to use law enforcement as a political football, which would belie the claim that he actually supports law enforcement, right? Because if he doesn't go ahead and sign some special bill to fund the prisons and to fund the Department of Justice, he'll look like he's anti-law enforcement in that case.
And the thing is, though, he's got so much of his ego tied up in this wall because he wants to portray himself as this great builder, which they've actually done all these, this is sort of an aside, but they've done a bunch of investigations. Turns out, like, all the money that he quote-unquote made was really just this elaborate tax evasion scheme to transfer his father's wealth to him. So he's not even a successful
businessman. Correct.
Yeah, he's not even that.
Right.
But he's got his ego tied up in being a successful builder. So he's going to hang on to this wall idea. And what's so funny is apparently his, like, campaign messaging team put that idea in his head because they wanted him to talk about immigration in each of his speeches. So actually building a wall was never really considered a viable policy. It was just something they put into his head during the campaign to make sure he would rant about immigrants in every speech.
Right. So let's get back to the fact check thing where Trump, quote, at the request of Democrats, it will be a steel barrier rather than a concrete wall, end quote. Democrats have long strenuously opposed Trump's campaign promise that he would build a concrete wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, but they did not propose the steel barrier as an alternative. Rather, Democrats have continued to oppose the construction of any new steel or concrete barrier on the border.
But why are they, aren't they allocating $1.6 billion towards it in their budget? So that doesn't sound like opposition.
Towards border security.
That Trump can then use
to wind up doing this.
I see.
But again, for at least a year and a half, Trump has been talking about a see-through thing made out of metal.
See the bags of drugs being thrown over and get hit by a 60-pound pump.
You know. Now we're going to have the whole catapult versus trebuchet debate.
No, I don't think we're going to do that.
But, again, Trump here is trying to make it sound like he just decided, we're going to wind up using steel
Because like, he's working with the Democrats.
He just decided that now. He's been saying it for 18 months.
After he stormed out of a meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, calling it a, quote, total waste of time.
To be fair, Daryl, I could totally see him having that idea, forgetting that he had it, and then having it again.
Yeah. He might have dementia.
Yeah, I think he does.
He's like, old, right?
No, he's older than Reagan was.
I seriously think there's something going on in his brain.
All right, there's more coming up here. Well, that's giving him a lot of credit. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here if you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going through Trump fact check. check from CNN on a speech that he made last night with you in the studio, by the way. It's Ian.
Jackie.
And Daryl.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or jump into the Discord. On-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Discord is our chat service. You can go to discord.lrn.fm any time of the day or night. And it's usually people hanging out in there talking about something. There's different rooms in which you can chat, different topics on which you can discuss. And like I said, during our live show, you can use the top four rooms there, the on-air call-in lines, to call into the show and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Again, that's discord.lrn.fm. We'll get back to the list here in a moment, but Mark is on the line listening in Georgia. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, where's Mark?
Mark,
your Mark
Edge is not in generally on Wednesdays. In fact, he is not normally with us Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday nights.
Let me see. When is Mark on? I miss Mark.
Okay, I just answered your question. Thanks for the call. Right. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, there's some news,
yes,
I think.
Yes, we were talking about you, Sarah, and did you hear about the robot that was struck and killed by the self-driving car in Las Vegas? Because as soon as we heard that news story, we thought of you. Pedestrian robots versus self-driving cars. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of completely baffled about what kind of robot was it? Was it a police cop?
An autonomous robot.
What robot?
Autonomous robot.
That just means it's not being controlled.
Yeah, but
apparently the company was Promobot. They say a number of robots were making their way to the booth at CES, which is the Consumer Electronics Show, around 7 p.m., when one of them stepped out of line and into a parking lot. As it did, it was struck by a Tesla Model S operating in autonomous mode. The crash tipped the robot onto its side, causing serious damage. Now with parts of its body, head, arm, mechanisms, and movement platform destroyed, it cannot be put on display, and the company is saying it was effectively killed.
Yeah, so as soon as we heard self-driving car running over and killing pedestrian robot, we're like, we need Sarah's opinion on this.
Well, you know, it's going to take a while to get things worked out and ironed out. So it takes a while to get everything right, you know?
So it's just the cost of doing business. And, you know, if a few robots wind up getting killed by autonomous cars, as long as the car doesn't then back up and run over them a second time, I guess Sarah's cool with it.
I don't think she's being unreasonable here. I think it's an entirely reasonable position. Yeah, you got to break a few robots to make a few more robots or something like that.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, why were you calling in tonight?
Well, yes, I have another computer technology in China. You know, they're saving toilet paper because they're catching the toilet paper thieves with a facial recognition technology.
Hold on. What did you just say? They're saving toilet paper because of what facial recognition? I totally missed the whole question or statement.
Correct. Okay, I found it.
They only get allowed to get 27 inches of toilet paper per visit, and then they have to wait another 9 minutes to get another 27 inches.
Wait a minute. Is this like a private toilet that's charging people for, you know, going in and only dispensing so much? Like, what are the circumstances?
These are in tourist facilities. So I just looked it up because Sarah calls us to Google things for her. So, for example, at Beijing's 600-year-old Temple of Heaven, administrators recognize the need to stock the public bathrooms with toilet paper, a requirement for obtaining a top rating from the National Tourism Authority.
Mm.
But they also needed a means of preventing patrons from stripping them bare for personal use.
Oh, my.
You know, because, like, you know, there's still parts of China that are relatively poor. It's, it's a developing country.
If somebody can grab a whole roll of toilet paper, they're going to.
So, hence the introduction of a new technology that dispenses just one 60-centimeter section of paper every 9 minutes following a face scan. So, Sarah's absolutely correct.
Wait, how long? How large was it?
It's 60 centimeters. So, she said 27 inches. Okay. I'm sure the math checks out. So, Sarah, you're absolutely correct. They are using facial scans in restrooms that are like public restrooms to keep people from stealing rolls and taking them home.
And how do you feel about this, Sarah?
Well, they're saving a lot of toilet paper, but I really like the reason I'm mentioning it, because we need to bring that to America because of so many people that they use. I mean, we're not concerned about all the.
You want security cameras inside bathrooms? Yeah, Sarah,
I think you. I think you misunderstand why they're doing it. So they aren't doing it to conserve paper or make people use less paper overall. They're doing it to prevent people from stealing toilet paper and taking it home to use. So the total amount of toilet paper being used to wipe butts is the same. It's just they don't want people stealing it and taking it home. So bringing it to America, where we do have poor people in America, but it's not.
They're not that poor.
Yeah. Most people in the United States, not everybody, but most people can afford toilet paper. And most businesses, like, if you go to McDonald's and
they can afford to give it to you.
Yeah, like, they don't.
Right, but
we're not
as
desperately poor.
Even at the McDonald's, they have the little lock on the toilet paper thing, so you can't just wind up stealing the big giant roll.
But you could pull off as much of it as you want and stick it in your bag. But the thing is the beauty of capitalism is we are such a rich an economically developed society that people don't need to go steal toilet paper. You know, there's a few exceptions, but the vast majority of people don't need to steal toilet paper, and the vast majority of businesses, it's not going to hurt them that much if people did. So it's not for conservation.
I want to use this for needle usage. The people that use the public bathroom to shoot a needle and to vandalize, I mean, they just
Do you want heroin users to get 27 inches of toilet paper? I don't understand.
I think
she's
saying she doesn't want people using public restrooms to shoot up, and so there's two issues there. One, just people having availability of safe places and clean needles, and that's why you know, some of the more enlightened cities, the public health departments fund safe places for people to go get clean needles and shoot up. And, you know, some people are like, oh, well, you're just encouraging them to do this. Like, no, they're already addicted. They're already going to do it. You're just trying to do harm reduction by giving them a clean, safe place and clean needles. Two, the reason that they're doing this is they don't have homes.
That's the reason I want the facial recognition technology for our public bathroom for the drug usage.
Was the idea
there that you would compare the person going into the bathroom with a database of drug users and then disallow them from going to the bathroom? You're just going to have druggies peeing all over the place.
Basically, you would have to wind up having a security camera to watch people go potty.
No. You would stop them from coming in entirely.
Sarah, you'd stop them at the door.
You would see them not go potty, or you would see them go potty, and then you could
talking about facial recognition, where it would prevent them from going into the bathroom in the first place.
Or you could just eliminate homelessness, and they wouldn't need to shoot up in a public restroom.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The only reason they're against it
is because I won the presidency. And they think they can try and hurt us going into the presidency, but that's not going to happen. And we don't give up because we're doing the right thing for our country. Okay? Mr. President.
President Trump speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after meeting with Republican lawmakers. The president then meeting with House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi and New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer at the White House, but the discussion goes nowhere. President Trump tweeting, "Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier?" Nancy said no. I said, "Bye-bye, nothing else works," exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And the phones, of course, starting to load up as we get closer toward the end of the show. People just love to call toward the very end of Free Talk Live.
Call it seven, people.
It definitely helps. But we're going to do our best to get you in here if you're on hold. So stand by. Stick with us here. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available at discord.lrn.fm. And you know what? You can sign up for Free Talk Live emails. We'll email you usually once a week to give you the latest on what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can follow the email updates over at freetalklive.com. Just scroll a little bit down. You'll see it right there in the middle of the page. There's an email sign-up box right there. Just drop your email in there, and we will update you. Usually, they usually come out on a weekend when I get around to remembering to do that Saturday or Sunday. So check it out over at freetalklive.com as we continue here. Before we get back to the calls, you did say something right at the very end of the last segment, Jackie, about we were discussing homeless people shooting up.
Yeah, they shoot up in public restrooms because they don't have homes in which to do it.
And you said eliminate homelessness as though that was just something that could be done. What would you propose to eliminate homelessness?
Well, there's two-pronged approach. So one, get rid of all the stuff that government's doing that's screwing up the housing market. So
lowering the pricing of housing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, a big part and making housing more available. So a lot of it.
But
is,
not through like subsidizing housing.
No, just like stop having single family
rent control.
Yeah, no. Like, okay. So a lot of the problems with the housing market that drives up the cost of housing is things like zoning, not allowing for high density, having, you know, height restrictions on buildings, having, like, you know, I'm originally from Seattle, and there's just a mess of this there, where even though it's got good transit, and people don't use cars anymore, or if they do, they use one of those little shared car things, they would have parking space to unit ratios that you had to meet. They wouldn't let people just get like little efficiencies. They would have limitations on, like, you know, there was something having to do with, like, the ratio of bedrooms to kitchens. So it's like, just get rid of all that. No height restrictions.
Let the market decide as far as market supply. Yes, bring prices down. That would bring prices down of housing.
Allow people to do tiny houses. Stop, you know, moving people along if they want to live in a tiny house on wheels. You know, police going in and busting up homelessness encampments, you know, these are all just very counterproductive.
Totally,
so that's
agree.
One way government can just stop making it worse.
Yep.
Now, two, if you're going to have government programs to address homelessness, they've experimented with this and they found the most effective way to solve homelessness is to just give people apartments to live in.
Like, you mean subsidized apartments?
Yeah, just flat out give them a free place to live, and it actually costs less. So they've tested.
What do you mean? How can that be?
Because the amount that they save in police and ER services is much greater than the cost of just renting someone an apartment.
How would they save money on ER services? Those people in those apartments are still going to be shooting up and overdosing.
Yeah, but
and
they end up
fighting.
Going. They end up going to the emergency room and to jail a lot more often when they live out on the street. And so this is why Utah, which
you
normally
don't have a place from which to compare that one. Like,
no. They've actually tried this where they've compared, like, the before and after, because they track, you know, clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know, like, this is how much this particular individual costs
would
an ER visit. They got it tracked down to individual people, so they can do before and after.
Hmm.
They've done interventions. So this is why Utah, of all places, which you normally would consider a fairly fiscally conservative Republican state, is taking, and it's called Housing First, is taking a Housing First approach where they realize the most fiscally sensible way to address all the costs involved in homelessness.
But government housing has so many problems that are attached to it.
Yeah, you don't want to do government housing.
Well, how are you going to do free housing without government subsidy?
No, you just pay the rent. You don't build like a project. You don't want to do that.
You're saying government subsidized housing projects, by the government.
Yeah, not a housing project.
That's just one step above what, you know, a government runs. And then now you're talking about corporations that are using government money to provide
free
housing.
The thing is it is less expensive. So if you just care, and it's better for the people, and the other thing they found out,
of course, no libertarian would actually advocate for that because it's still government coercion that's funding that particular
program.
Yeah,
but I'm saying if you are going to be spending money, taxpayer money on something, it saves taxpayer dollars and gets better results to just rent people apartments than to pay for the police and ER services that they end up costing out on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out that because a lot of other housing programs, you have to jump through all these hoops or you get kicked out of the housing. Just providing it unconditionally, they actually voluntarily start cleaning their lives up. Because guess
what? And where did this happen? Where did this testing in Utah?
Well, Utah is actually implementing it, like, just straight out because they've tested it. I will have to, you know, get back to you on another night because I have to pull up all the research.
That's interesting.
But what happens, because think about how much time and money people spend on getting a comfortable place to sleep. Like, you got to get the right mattress. You got to get the right sheets. You got to have the temperature the right. You got to have the white noise. Maybe you take an Ambien. And now imagine if you're sleeping out on the street. Like, yes, of course there's a bunch of people doing a bunch of drugs because it's miserable to not get a good night's sleep night after night after night. And
usually the reason why people do, I mean, there's different reasons why people do drugs, but a lot of them are trying to escape that maybe because of the misery of their conditions in which they're living, but it's also likely a lot of other conditions that would not go away
but
simply because
they
have a roof over their head.
Drug use, even when it's not a condition for keeping their housing, by just giving people apartments unconditionally, they voluntarily start using fewer drugs, less alcohol.
I think if you can fund this voluntarily, then that's fine.
Yeah,
but
and
if
there
you
are
want
places
to use the
doing
government,
it. There
then
are places doing it. But the idea is if you're going to be spending money anyway, do you want to be paying it to police officers to go tear down homeless encampments and beat them up? Or do you want to be paying it to ER services when they go in there with frostbite? Or do you want to just pay, you know, $500 a month to rid them of crappy little studio?
I don't
want to
do any of those things, but I see your your point.
It's a marginal improvement.
Here in Keene, there's a homeless there are homeless places that are funded by government and run by a private agency, like you're kind of like what you're talking about. And then there's also the 100 Nights homeless shelter that is a privately run group that approaches it in a different way. Rather than giving people their own little place that they can stay, they give them a place where they can kind of stay as a group. It's like a large open room with a bunch of
beds.
Yeah,
and a lot of those aren't very safe. Maybe
there's plenty
of
safety. It's Keene, so they're good. I mean, every now and then there might be a fight or something like that, but there's no, you know, nobody's been stabbed to death or anything like that at this place.
So you got
to
separate.
The idea is, what they do is they you know, they tell these people, look, you can come here during the 100 coldest nights of the year, hence the name 100 Nights, and they let them in at night. And then nobody gets a specific bed. They don't get a specific little spot where they get to claim that that's theirs or whatever. And then at 7 in the morning, they're told, you got to leave.
Yeah.
Now, there's still a warming center in which they can go to and they can, you know, work on a resume or work with a consultant or somebody that can sit down with them and help them with that and help them, you know, apply for jobs and, you know,
and
follow up with them.
And that's a miserable existence. I mean,
well, the idea is to make it uncomfortable to be homeless to where they can still see a better, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, but not give.
And that doesn't work.
Actually, it's worked very well for the 100 Nights. They've been around for several years.
Compared to other programs, that does not work.
It's working great for 100 Nights, as a matter of fact. They've been around for several years.
If it was working great for 100 Nights, then they would no longer be necessary. The goal is to eliminate homelessness.
You
not
can't eliminate homelessness because some people want to be homeless. There are some people who do not want to live in a house. They want to have the freedom or whatever it is that they want of living outside and not having the constriction. Some people want to live in their car. Some people want to live in a tent. So while what you're talking about will reduce some homelessness,
so
there's no doubt.
That's somebody who's camping or traveling. We would not call them homeless if it's by choice. I'm talking about the
people. Oh, you're saying homeless people are only... Not by choice, because there are definitely people who are homeless by choice.
Yeah, I'm saying if we had a situation, if we had a society in which nobody was homeless, you know, involuntarily, then it's like, okay, so-and-so, you know, is just basically on a permanent camping trip. Mm-hmm. Because they could go inside whenever they want. It's the not being able to stop being homeless that's the problem.
What percentage of people who are homeless want to be homeless versus those who would prefer not to be?
A tiny percentage, because the problem with a lot of the ones...
Do you know that for a fact, or are you speculating?
I'll have to pull up, because it's been... I mean, I used to do fundraising for a homeless shelter.
I suspect you're right.
Yeah.
I just don't know if you're...
And a lot of the ones who say, I'd rather just live on the streets, it's not that they'd rather live on the streets, it's that they would rather do that than jump through all the hoops in all the conditional housing programs.
Sure.
But if you just rent somebody a crappy little studio somewhere...
My God,
the vast majority of them will take that over sleeping on the street.
My God, the trash, the garbage, the
it actually ends up not being that bad.
You go run that place then. More coming up here in moments. 855-450 free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Okay. From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us the seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And by the way, you can also call on the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Earlier tonight, Daryl, you mentioned the social medias, and I wanted to be a little more elaborate on what we have, what you can from which you can choose. We've got Twitter over at twitter.freetalklive.com. We've got the Mastodon, decentralized competitor to Twitter, which is, in my opinion, much better. Over at toot.freetalklive.com, that's where you can find our toots, T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com. And there's also the Telegram platform where you can find the same content is posted across all three of these platforms, telegram.freetalklive.com. So follow us in whichever way it is that you prefer. It's Ian, Jackie, and Daryl in the studio. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Joseph is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hey, guys. I just had a question that kind of fits a little bit into the conversation y'all were having about homelessness.
All right.
I was wondering what steps do you guys think would be necessary in order to shrink the gap between the upper and the lower classes?
Good question. Jackie, you're kind of an economist. Do you want to jump in on that?
I'm not an economist. That was my undergrad degree. You have to have a master's to be an economist.
Okay, well, you're closer than any of us.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jackie. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, social mobility.
Dad, I'm going to hit the dump button on you there. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Please go ahead and answer the question anyway. It was a good question. Just wanted to say the F word underneath what you were saying.
Yes.
It didn't work. Sorry, buddy. You got dumped.
Okay. So social mobility has been slowing down, and we were kind of talking earlier about regulatory capture and how industries will go in and make it difficult for other people to come in and start businesses and compete. And so what we see is a lot of things that government does to make it hard for anybody to actually go into business and start succeeding. So
biases against the poor.
Yeah. And you know, we've talked a lot on the show about, you know, ridiculous occupational licensing. In Virginia, you know, mechanics had to pay, you know, property tax every year on their tools.
Mm.
So there's just all these hurdles that government puts in the way of people being self-employed.
Correct.
Because, you know, you can make a certain amount of money working for someone else, but ideally, in the long run, if you really want to have, like, you know, upward class mobility...
You gotta work for yourself.
Yeah, you gotta work for yourself, or you have to save and invest, you know, a significant chunk of your income.
But you can't work for yourself if the barriers to entry legally are too high. Sure, you can work in the underground, sell some weed or whatever, but if your passion is, for instance, to make food for other people,
right?
If you start making food for somebody in your kitchen, and you've got some tables set up in your, you know, dining room and living room, wherever else, and you actually start having people over for a little in-house restaurant that you've set up, at some point somebody's going to leak that information to the government health department, and they're going to come in with guns if necessary and shut you down. And so this is one of the ways that zoning and restrictions and mandates and regulations keep poor people from, you know, climbing up the ladder of affluence, so to speak.
Yeah.
And starting, because if you can start a business in your home, you don't have to pay rent, which is one of the major costs to, you know, getting into business.
And here's, you know, you can look at kind of what's been going on around the rest of the world, where you could see, like, just very small loans to help people get businesses started in developing countries has a tremendous impact. And,
like microloans.
Yeah, microloans. And then one thing that they've done in some places is just rolling back, like, the whole permitting process. Like, it used to take... like 2 years to get all the permits to start a restaurant in, I think, India before they rolled back. I think it was called the Permit Raj or Reg. I'm not sure how it's pronounced. And so basically, you know, there's all this tremendous entrepreneurial spirit and opportunity out there. And so people either end up doing it in the gray market in a lot of places where enforcement isn't very good, or you can just pay the cop, you know, the equivalent of, you know, $10-$20 U.S. in that country to, like, look the other way that you're not following all the regulations, you don't have all the permits. But then the problem is, if you don't have an actual above-board legitimate business, you don't have access to credit markets to expand your business. So the idea is like, make it easy for everybody to run a legal above-board business so that they can go to the bank.
And that would lower that gap between rich and poor, because it allows poorer people to then start their own business. They might fail, but at least they have the opportunity to try. Because if you don't get the chance to even give it a shot, you're never going to get anywhere if all you ever do is work for somebody else. Because then you're just building that person's success and that person's wealth.
And we know somebody, and we've told this story numerous times, we know somebody that wanted to open up a business, a restaurant, where he was not actually going to cook anything. Everything was going to be pickled.
Here in New Hampshire.
Here in New Hampshire. And
the supposed low government, low tax,
wound up spending, like, all of his life savings.
Yeah, bought the property, renovations.
And never opened the doors.
Mm-hmm. I forget what the exact reason why he gave up. I think he just ran out of funds.
Didn't he need, like, a firewall between the kitchen and the restaurant?
Originally they said needed a double firewall, and then when he convinced them that... I'm not actually cooking anything. They said,
but the regulations say.
Okay, well, a single firewall will be good enough.
Yeah. And it's like, there's so many. Think of how many people we know that have, like, little under the table side gigs, and they could do so much more with that, except.
They can't advertise it.
Yeah, exactly. They can't advertise it. And then they also can't go, if they reach a certain point where they want to expand, they can't go and access a bank or other credit markets to say, hey, here's my business, here's my financial records. They're going to be like, well, you're not licensed. You haven't done X, Y, and Z. And they can't get access to credit to expand their business. And for capitalism to work, you need to be able to accumulate capital.
Mm-hmm.
And so at some point, you can only do so much with your own labor. You need to be able to save and invest and have, you know, the what you've built start working for you, so that you're making money by owning instead of by just working. And we have all these regulations that put all these impediments in place for people to own instead of just work.
Let's go to the phones. To the phone. Joe is in Alabama listening online. Go ahead, Joe.
You know, so I called in and talked about the national debt, but that concerns me more than boredom hall. But I got sidetracked listening to the argument about free enterprise, and it seems like in the United States, they want to help people that already have the money, like Amazon or Walmart, and give them tax breaks.
Sure do.
And let them take over the small man. Whereas if you watch like Shark Tank, and there's so many people that have great ideas that can't get loans or get the footing on the ground, mm-hmm. that the little man doesn't have a chance in this country. And this country was founded on innovation. And we seem to be like smothering it and taking people's drive away and giving it to the people that don't need the money.
Well, big business hires good lobbyists.
Sure. And
it's sad, though. The politician should be working for the average man, but it should not be working for
oh, you're a dreamer.
We've got a system to where it's not the voters that, for the most part, they're not choosing the members of Congress. They're not choosing the legislators. You've got legislators that are choosing their voters.
Yeah, gerrymandering and various forms of voter suppression and...
Well, but even without gerrymandering, you still have a crap choice on this side and then a crap choice on the other side any way you slice it.
Right, but with gerrymandering, what you have is you've got the party that's in control drawing the districts so that we know that as long as Nancy Pelosi is alive, she is never going to lose her congressional seat.
I'm not in favor of gerrymandering, but who's her opponent? Some piece of garbage. I mean, they're all terrible.
Right. The thing is there's no competitive district. So if it was an actual competitive district, then you might get a better opponent.
No, you're not. These are politicians who are seeking some of the most powerful seats in the United States.
A less bad opponent then, if you won't consider it.
Other people will disagree on which one of them is less bad because they're both going to be awful in different ways. The only thing is, you know the devil you know, right? Like you know how bad Nancy Pelosi is.
Right.
Some people thought Trump was going to be worse than Hillary, and maybe in some ways he is, but in some ways he's better than Hillary, and we still didn't know that. Right. Either way, they're both
Hillary
bad
would
choices.
Have been lower variant.
But that's why Congress, you know,
but Hillary might have been more of a warmonger. Sorry,
Congress consistently has approval ratings in like the high single digits, low double digits.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, what's re-election? High 80s, low 90s.
Yeah, I mean, now, it was different this year because, you know, the Democrats finally, like, woke up and started contesting elections. But prior to 2018, what percentage of congressional districts were actually contested? Legitimately contested, not just, you know, somebody running on $10,000 or less.
Right, and that's something I don't... I have those numbers.
Because I know state legislative districts usually aren't even contested in many states.
Right, and if by contested you mean, you know, somebody getting within a 10% margin, that's completely different than just there was somebody on the ballot.
Yeah.
But even just looking at the ones where there's nobody running against them, it's generally about a quarter of legislative seats that have no competition at all, even if it's that horrible paper competition.
Joe, thank you for the call tonight. Great call. Appreciate it. If you didn't get in tonight, we're back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871.
You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.